Page 35. Summary of resolutions approved at the Spring 2009 Convention by Winifred Downing. Members of the Resolutions Committee assembled at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 3. Many worked all day Friday, and on Saturday until just before the banquet. The really strong individuals convened even after the election on Friday night, and worked until 2 a.m. The task is sometimes difficult and exacting, but it also provides light moments, and the participants really come to know each other well. We need additional committee members, so please let Jeff know if you are interested. The committee chair was Gabe Griffith. Other members were Winifred Downing, Marvell Ana Gray, Eugene Lozano Jr., Charles Nabaridi, and Linda Burrell. They considered 12 resolutions, the final two expressing gratitude to the volunteers and the hotel staff for their valuable aid. Of the remaining 10, 2, resolutions 4 and 7 were withdrawn, and since they were not read to the convention, they will not be summarized here. Resolution 2009-A1 urges Duxbury Systems to add within 1 year to its Braille translation program AGA.Still blind-friendly features. Duxbury owns both programs, and many blind persons, including technology trainers, find that the Duxbury Braille translator for Windows is not intuitive, is difficult to learn, and is awkward to use. Megadots, on the other hand, permits one to move from print to Braille and review material easily. This resolution will be submitted for consideration to the American Council of the Blind, ACB, at its annual convention in July 2009. Resolution 2009-A2 calls upon the Department of Rehabilitation, DOR, to take whatever actions necessary to rescind the move to cubicle settings rather than closed. Page 36. Offices, which have been used in the past when interviewing clients. The implementing regulations of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 impose strict obligations to protect confidential information. The use of cubicles easily broadcasts clients' confidential information because of the assistive technical devices used by counselors in the interview, a problem worsened when clients may have hearing difficulties requiring raised voices. Resolution 2009-A3 requires the California Council of the Blind, CCB, to write to the director of the National Park Service strongly urging that policy directives be developed for dissemination to park superintendents to ensure that the access needs of persons who are blind or visually impaired be met, and that the National Park Service issue new design guidelines which will provide greater access for persons with visual impairments. This resolution will be sent on to the ACB for consideration at its national convention in July 2009. Resolution 2009-A5 calls upon CCB to strongly urge the California High Speed Rail Development Authority to establish an accessibility advisory committee whose mission it is to be actively involved in the design of its facilities and vehicles. This committee should have cross-disability representation, including people who are blind or visually impaired, with knowledge about accessible transportation issues and regulations. Resolution 2009-A6 suggests that CCB should strive to hold its convention at a time which does not conflict with a convention of the National Federation of the Blind. The resolution failed. Resolution 2009-A8 assigns to CCB the task of pressing DOR to ensure that appropriate levels of economic stimulus package funding are provided to programs and services for consumers who are blind or visually impaired. California has received $56 million in page 37. Such funds, but reports from sources involved in such matters indicate that strong preference continues to be given to independent living centers. At one point the Business Enterprise Program, BEP, asked for funds to establish 7 roadside sites, thus providing good jobs for 7 blind or visually impaired individuals. Initially the request was denied, but pressure has resulted in a reconsideration of the matter, though no final distribution of funds has been announced. Resolution 2009A9 requires CCB to urge DOOR, which is the California State Licensing Agency, to immediately comply with the provisions of Section 107B1 of the Randolph-Shepard Act Amendments of 1974, particularly the Fiscal Solvency Report. It should provide data including A. BEP vendor program set-aside fees, B. expenditures paid from the set-aside fund to date, C. percentage of federal matching funds placed back into the set-aside fund per expenditures, and D. a total year-to-date balance of the funds. That document is to be sent quarterly to all vendors and in alternative formats. Should these provisions not be implemented in a reasonable period of time, the CCB will work with the Randolph-Shepard vendors to explore legislative remedies to this and other problems facing BEP. Resolution 2009-810 states that CCB should strongly urge the Department of Rehabilitation Business Enterprise Program to actively obtain and develop all federal locations within the state of California for blind licensees. A growing number of such facilities already exist, and the resolution provides that there be an immediate filing for federal arbitration by the department against those federal entities which have declined federal priority under the terms of the Randolph-Shepard Act. Complete copies of the resolutions can be obtained from the CCB office